أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، ربي إلهي مولاي خالقي مدبر أمري، ارزقنا يا ربي، ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من الموقنين، واجعلنا من المتوكلين، واجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين، وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. يا الله يا الله، أعزنا بعزك ولا تحرمنا من فضلك، واكرمنا بكرمك، وافتح علينا أبواب فضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك. اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء لنا ولكل من سألنا الدعاء، ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, session number 4, Journey of Victory versus of Journey of Defeat Within. And today, before I came, one sister, she sent me an email. And inshallah, this sister, she's a sincere sister for Allah. She tell me, I was listening to session number 3, and it bothered me. It bothered me because I discover I'm losing a lot of time. It bothered me because when I use this knowledge and try to see who am I find myself I'm defeated most of the day. Where I go from here? And she asked me, what is the reason of my weakness? And another question she tell me, how I live the message to the point I'm seeking the pleasure of Allah and try to get closer to Allah. And number 3, she said, how I get closer to Allah and until I become, beloved to Allah. And after she tell me that, I was thinking about it. And I remember in the same day I was reading the beginning of chapter on Ankabut, the spider. And this chapter in the beginning, he explaining to us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. This verse 1-3 of the meaning of, is mankind think we will leave them alone, and they claim and they say we are a believer, and they will not be trialed? We have been trialed the people before them, for Allah to know who is the people with the truth and who is the liar. And verse 5, من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم. Whoever believe and want meet his Lord, the meeting will arrive and the time will come. And Allah is all hearing, is all knowing. And number 6, وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Whoever struggle, he struggle only for himself. Allah is so ghani, is so rich of mankind and jinn. And when you go to the end of the chapter almost, verse 69, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, and those who are struggling for me, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will guide them to our way, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah will be with those who are generous and kind and compassionate, muhsinin. By this way, in here, we start our chapter today or our session, which part of defeat and part of victory. What is that? The knowledge of the sunnah of Allah. To be aware, Allah has a sunnah. Sunnah meaning Allah has a way dealing with His creation. The way Allah deals with creation will never change. A man may get a child. You put a seed in the ground, get a tree. You see? Everything in this earth has a sunnah. Two clouds meet each other, causing turbine in the air, causing hurricane, causing the, and we go to the details. The orbit running in a cycle exactly the same. By the way, when you look at the whole creation of Allah, Allah has a system, has a way. It's called sunnah. Sunnah meaning a habit will never change. Anytime you minus in your understanding and comprehending of the message of Allah and the sunnah of Allah, you have a problem. The people of psychology and psychiatrists, they have a principle. What's the principle? Why people are weak, or what make people weak? Unknown, uncertainty, not sure, doubting, lack of confidence, not able to handle a situation, lack of knowledge. And all this applies to us as a Muslim if we do not comprehend and understand the message of Allah. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will try to summarize all this knowledge in a very short time, hopefully inshallah. Now, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, somebody asked him, oh Imam, we gain victory first or we get trial first? Imam Shafi'i replied, he said, you will never gain victory without a trial first. Let's examine it from different perspective. And something came in my heart. This journey, I call it the journey of lonely, the journey of hardship, the journey of odds, the journey when all against you, the journey with your own family is your own enemy, the journey of nobody supporting you, the journey of feeling lonely, defeated, the journey of feeling I have to go someplace, I have to change environment against me. We hear it a lot today, and people immigrate from one country to another, and we're running, and we think we can escape environment. But this also is a journey of opening after difficulty, and also the journey of trial after opening. And once Allah opened for you, He will trial you of what He give you. If you pass, He will give you more trial. If you pass, He give you more open until you become for Him. And I will explain it to you in a few minutes with one beautiful example toward our time now. Now, it is the journey of sacrificing, the journey of value. Do you value the journey of Iman? Do you value the love of Allah? Do you value the status between you and Allah? Or something else? All conditions will keep changing. The place will change. Time will change. But don't ever forget, the sunnah of Allah is the same. Meaning, any story in Quran, you will find out is related to you. And you are related to it. If you comprehend Quran. If you do not comprehend Quran, you become, like what the psychiatrist said, you are in a state of unbalance, uncertainty, weak, defeat, unknown. And let me tell you something again, which you hear it from me hundred of times. And all this need the pillar of Iman. And Iman coming with it, the patient with Iman. The patient for Iman. The patient with the Sunnah of Allah. And when Allah will give you, be careful. What Allah give you, it will not be a toy to play with. Allah will give you to trial you with it. And now, let me verify it to you, in case you said, he says, where is this guy coming from? What he's talking about? And I will tell you something. We are now 1 week from Eid al-Adha. The Eid of Adha. What is Adha? Is coming from Udhiyah. What Udhiyah? Sacrifice. What we supposed to do? We supposed to revive the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who Abraham? Who's Ibrahim? The father of all messenger and prophet. Let's examine his story quick. I'm not going to go to too ultimate detail. I'm going to scan it quick to show you the sunnah of Allah is the same. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a boy. His father making a statue. The statue called God. He tell his son, take some of these gods, sell them in the market, get me money. Ibrahim alayhi salam as a boy, 6-7 years old, he carries a god, the statue. And he go to the market and ask himself, how I sell God? It doesn't work. He refuse. He bring God back to home, the statue, he get beat up for it. And for years, he will not obey his father. And he sold a statue as a god. One boy, no money, no status, and everybody against him. This boy grow up inside of himself a journey of faith, seeking guidance against all the odds. Nobody around him. The king of this time and the tyrant, he said, I'm your Lord. And even he said, I am making life, I am making death. And when they ask him how, he bring a person. He said, you go, live. The another one said, come, I kill you. And he kill him. And he said, you see, I give life, I give death. But this boy, Ibrahim alayhi salam, against all that, he believe in Allah. And he stand for the truth. And the story go. And the king got upset. And he built the fire. For 40 days, 4 months, whatever, huge fire. And he ready to throw him away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels of Allah love Ibrahim. And Angel Jibreel alayhi salam come and said, Ya Allah, can you allow me to go help him? He said, go, whatever you want. He go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, Ya Ibrahim, I am Angel Jibreel. With the tip of my wing, I take all this fire, throw it over the kingdom. I burn all of them, and I save you. What he replied? He said, did Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I do not need you. The angel of rain, he came, and he said, Allah allow me to come to help you. If you want, I bring a big cloud. I dump a lot of water, it kill all the fire in no time. He said, did Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I do not need you. The angel of wind, he came. He said, oh Ibrahim, if you want, I blow the wind toward them, and I make the fire burn all of them except you. He said, did Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I do not want you. Imagine a young man standing against a whole kingdom with one belief, ready to throw him in the fire. And he will not allow himself to be defeated inside, within. With all this angel coming from Allah, he said, did Allah send you? They said, no. He said, I do not need you. And one man, he make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of things. The fire supposed to burn, it become cool. It become warm. And Allah snatched the quality of burning from the fire. Because Allah is a creator. He said, oh, the fire, be cool and peace over Ibrahim. كوني باردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. Allah command the fire obey Allah. Now the fire acting like Hilton Hotel. Now he's relaxing in the middle of the fire. And even in some reports he said, one of the my best time when I was sitting inside. What is the message? What's the message for me and you? What Allah wants to tell me? Do you believe in me or you believe in a condition? Ibrahim grow, Ibrahim pass, now Allah send a mosquito. Mosquito! Enter from the nose of the Namrud, the King Namrud. And this mosquito keep going until it settled down inside his brain for 2 years. And he used to have a severe headache. And this headache would not go away until somebody beat him in the head with the shoes. Look at the disgrace of Allah. He didn't use something big. He didn't even use an angel, a mosquito. And even in another report, it was a broken wing mosquito, stuck. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He won't give you victory, with the minimum of His creation. And after that, He sent an army of mosquito to attack the army of Namrud and finish them. Is the story finished? No. Ibrahim alayhi salam grow. He marry. He has a beautiful wife, Sarah alayhi salam. But he have no children. And he's getting old. He want a child. Not because like us. He want a child to take care about him. To carry the message. And we know the story. And they go to visit Egypt. Sarah like Hajar. She bring her as a maid. And after that Allah put in Sarah's mind and heart to ask her husband to marry Sarah Hajar. Maybe she will get the child. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam marry Hajar. Now she get the child Ismail alayhi salam. Now Sarah get a little bit of jealous. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, take your wife and that child, take them, keep traveling. And when I tell you to stop, stop and go back and leave them. Imagine, look at the trial. You just get the child. The child is infant. And you put him in nowhere. Do you remember Musa alayhi salam? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his mother, if you fear from Pharaoh, take your baby, feed him and throw him away. Put him in the basket and throw him away in the sea. What is the message in here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't tell me something. I am the owner of everything. I am the owner of condition. All the condition is a slave of me. I'm going to make the story quick. Now, Hajar obey her husband. She stay with the son. Again, in the middle of nowhere, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam, hit the tip of the ground and give us Zamzam well. As a blessing of the obedience and iman and yaqeen of a woman. Allah honor her of her own struggle and sacrifice. She did not be jealous for Sarah. No. She obeyed Allah and her husband. That's it. And as Allah gave her a gift. Nobody do Hajj until the day of judgment. Until he imitate Hajar. And he accept her and her son to be the helper of the father to build the Kaaba or rebuild the Kaaba. And when this happened, we know the story of sacrificing. But the story of sacrificing happened first. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a dream to Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his own son. Look at the trial now. Allah gave, you remember me in the beginning? Allah give you, and after he give you, he trial of his giving. If you pass, now you pass. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a gift. A sheep from heaven coming to him because he obeyed Allah and he kept his covenant and oath between him and Allah. And he was ready to slaughter his son. He said, "You, Ibrahim, you obey me now. I will give you this instead of your son." And what's the price of that? Now Allah honor both of them to rebuild the Kaaba. The first place for mankind to worship Allah. And not only that. Look at this. And after he built it, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Ya Ibrahim, go to your wife now, Sarah. She's pregnant. And we will give you Isaac, Ishaq." What it mean? You pass the first test? You pass the first love? You assure me you are belong to me, united to me, you slave to me, the love of me above all love, now I give you another gift. Do you remember Ayyub alayhi salam when he was sick and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all his family, took all everything? Allah give him more than what he take from him. Do you see the sunnah? Allah trial you, you pass. Allah give you, you pass. Allah trial you again, you pass. Now Allah increase the bounty. But the bounty and victory is not the way we think. The bounty and victory to Ibrahim, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya Ibrahim, make adhan." He said, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Call mankind to Hajj." He's alone in the desert. He said, "Ya Allah, how my voice can hear, can reach? He said, "Ya Ibrahim, you make the adhan, I make them hear you. It's not your speaker system." And now Allah allow all the people going to do Hajj until the Day of Judgment hear Ibrahim alayhi salam, the call of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Whoever soul is written to it, it will hear the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now do you see? We're living the example now. We're supposed to live the example. A lot of mankind today, a lot of non-Muslim look at us and said, "Oh, your people, all your Eid, all your festival is full of food. All you worry about food, food, food." But we forget the essence of Eid al-Adha. We forget the essence of Udhiyah. We forget the essence of the sheep. The sheep is actually a metaphor of the readiness of your iman to sacrifice your money, whatever you can, for sabilillah, to feed the poor, to help the poor and needy, to carry the name of Allah, to carry the da'wah to Allah, to elevate the name of Allah, to de-attach yourself from all the pleasure and all the desire and be for sabilillah. To be ready to spend whatever it is for Allah. To gain the rahmah and the pleasure and love of Allah to you. Do you see the sunnah? This is a sunnah. Let's examine it quick from different perspective now. Because I have a lot to share with you. In here, we have a sunnah. What is the first sunnah? The first sunnah, if mankind become weak, become defeated, as an individual, you have a defeated family. And if the family is defeated, the nation become defeated. And this is our condition today. Individual defeated, family defeated, collective defeated, nation defeated. And when this happened, the moral value of any individual or collective is gone. One of the another sunnah of Allah, this is sunnah, meaning once you become defeated, you become defeated in your family. And your family is defeated too. Do you understand me or no? And once we as a family defeated, the nation defeated. Collective defeated. Sunnah. Finished. And you will never rise up unless you rise up individual. Individual. Inside. Your iman. Your faith. Your yaqeen. Your tawakkul. Your belief. Your belonging, your trust, the knowledge of the sunnah of Allah. You belong to Allah, Allah will be for you. Finished. Any minus in that is minus in your life. By this way, the more you believe, the more you have victory. The less you believe, the more you have defeat. Very simple. Internal, external. Now the second sunnah. The second sunnah, when you become resting and liking the defeat. If you like the defeat, Allah will not change anything. By this way, the second sunnah, if Allah loves you, He make you think about, I'm defeated. I do not like it. I do not like the condition. By this way, the second sunnah, when Allah allow you to think, just thinking about it. Now the third one, if the thinking start, now the heart start desiring to come out of this situation. Do you see how it go now, step by step? Sister, don't put your hand like that. there's a state of defeat. The way you sit can tell you a lot about you. You can be sitting in a state of defeat, you can be in a state of victory. By this way, if you sit defeated, you're not going anywhere. But if you sit, even if you're in a state of defeat, and you start thinking, after a while, Allah give you another sunnah, you desire. You desire to over change. Look at the sequence now. Number three, if this happened, now it gives you awareness and awakeness. Now you hate and you dislike the status of defeat. And the desire of changing increase. Now if Allah love you, He give you the sunnah number four. Now you look for the doctor. Because usually when you defeat it, you need a doctor. Who's the doctor of mankind? The man. Always Allah choose a man. A man with a quality Allah love. He allows this man and He choose him to spread the message. You remember Talut and Jalut? He choose a man. Yasin, a man. The boy, a man. And the king, always Allah choose one person. And has nothing to do with money or status. Allah choose whom He want. For a wisdom, Allah know. What Allah want? He want us to come closer to this person because he have the remedy. Allah give him the basira and knowledge, and He give you step by step the way out. Because when you are defeated, almost think about it like drugs. You cannot comprehend. Defeated. But once you hear the message, now you say, excuse me, no, I'm not defeated. I can change. I can rise up. I can be a different person. Knowledge. And comprehending of knowledge. Understanding of knowledge. If this happened, now I have to choose who is my doctor. I cannot choose a defeater. I have to choose somebody. This somebody is really a victorious person. Again, look what Allah did with Talut. He has no money, no status, no name. And Bani Israel said, excuse me, he has no money, he has no status, he's not a DD, he's not an MD. Because always mankind looking for status and money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can pick up somebody unknown, if He want. To show mankind is, if Allah choose, Allah choose. And we have the ultimate, the illiterate. The one who doesn't know how to read and write, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of people today forget that. Forget why Allah chose him this way. It has a lot of wisdom. But the ummah today is so, so blind from the understanding of that. What's the value of all the knowledge on earth if you lose the knowledge of Allah and the unity between you and Almighty? The Creator. Now you start comprehending. Now you start understanding. Now, the Sunnah number six. How to comprehend the relationship between the person with a message and the people who need it. And again, like I tell you, read the story of Talut. Allah, He wants us to be humble. Because usually, when you meet rich people, when you meet people who has doctor degree, meaning they want somebody higher than them in money and status. If you're not higher than them in money and status, they will not listen to you. But all the time, Allah sends the very simple people. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus was a simple person. Musa alayhi salam was a very simple person. You see, all messenger has to be a simple person. Has to be. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach you a lesson. You need knowledge, He is the owner of knowledge. You need a status, He can give it to you. You need money and whatever ability, He can give you. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send messenger, prophet, with a lot of ability and money, and everybody will say, excuse me, I cannot do it. Look. But it's the opposite. We have the example. We have Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have Nuh alayhi salam. We have Lut alayhi salam. We have Shu'aib alayhi salam. We have Sal. All of them is men. Very simple men. But with a message. And also, one of the sunnah of Allah, this person cannot come and said, please elect me. No, no, it doesn't work. People elect him. He cannot choose himself. You have to choose him. Allah choose him and give him quality, and it's up to you to follow the quality. But I cannot collect money and say you have to vote for me. No, no, no. We do not have that. It has to be completely unity. Unity of the heart for the cause of guidance. And this sunnah also has to be mixed with another 2-3 sunnah. Very important. This person and this personnel has to have a set of quality, which today we do not have it. The speaker and listener, we do not have it. We have to have a set of quality. One of them is obedience. Listening and obedience. Today, obedience is very limited. And ready to follow. Follow is goodness. We do not do that today. We are ready to argue. And we follow with desire, not with a principle. And we have to have adab, manner and character. And we have to have ikhlas, sincerity, truthfulness, iman, tawakkul, thiqah. All this is the package of the chosen leader and the chosen follower. Apply it even for you as a woman, as a mother. You're a leader. Leader of what? Lunatic? Nonsense? You cannot scream in the house and say, please listen to me. No. When you get the quality, they will listen to you. Don't blaming them. When your quality rise up, when Allah choosing you, if Allah choose you, what else you want? If Allah want elevate you, who can put you down? Don't ever forget it. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame condition. Don't blame family. Don't blame apartment. Don't blame nobody. Because the moment you really have the quality, Allah will open for you and show you. And we remember Yusuf alayhi salam. When you remember, when you study the chapter of Yusuf alayhi salam, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We give you the best story. Why is the best story? Because containing all the hardship. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. He was a boy, beloved to his father. His family envy him and jealous. By this way, the first thing against him, the whole family against him. Now they put him in the well, the unknown. You see? After they put him in the well, now he become a slave. After a few hours, he gets sold again. He go to a journey of unknown. From a normal human being to a slave. And from a slave to a young youth. To the temptation, to the desire, to the luxury life, and the oppression of woman temptation. And when he stand up, now he go to jail. By the way, who are you? If you have a complaint, Allah tell you, come. Yusuf alayhi salam, come. Tell her what you went through. You did not go through any part of Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end, and I can choose whom I want when they be patient and believe in me. And I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the person from jail to be the treasurer of Egypt. Allahu Akbar. From nobody to somebody. To the point, his family coming, prostrate to him, sajda tashrif. It used to be in the old days, they make prostration not worship, but respect. Imagine you're sitting and your family coming underneath your feet. Who do that? Allah. But when? When you belong to Allah. When you pass. When you show Allah, you're only for Allah. Nothing else. No toys in your life. Anything Allah give you, you're ready to sacrifice for Sabilillah. And you have no hesitation. And also, another sunnah of Allah. Allah do not need number. We know the story of Talut. We know the story of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the story of the Battle of Badr. Allah do not need number. If he wants you to be victory, if he wants you to be victorious, he can give you victory in opposite of all the odds. But only in what? When you belong to him. When you're ready to be completely for him. Now, one of the another sunnah also is he wants you to completely surrender and submit with your heart, with your mind, with your soul, with your worship, with your ability, to whom? To him, the Almighty, only one, with complete ikhlas, sincerity. And when you do that, Allah promise, from your dua, Allah can give you victory and give your enemy defeat, only by dua. فَهَذَا مُؤْمِنْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, defeat from him, victory from him. You belong to Allah, he give you victory. You not belong to Allah, he give you defeat. Finished. By this way, all this condition is only for what we said it in the beginning of the session. Is a trial to check you out. Are you sincere? Are you truthfulness? Are you hypocrite? Are you a liar? That's it. Allah wants the pure. He wants the pure. All the action around you. All the action around you. Only for one thing. For Allah to sift. To sift and see. Who is the pure one. And if you sir. If you stood fast, now you will get the victory. Why today a lot of us do not even have a tiny victory in our house? Because we give up so quick. We surrender. We change our mind. We keep running from one place to another. I do not like this country. I do not like this country. I do not like this country. It's a defeat. Where are you running? Running of what? I see every time somebody running from fitna, Allah put him in a fitna greater than the fitna he has. Why? You cannot do that. You cannot run from fitna. you're supposed to survive the fitna. And after that, Allah changed condition. Not you run. You keep running, you will go for another major fitna. By this way, one of the fitna to be scared. One of the fitna to be worried. One of the fitna to be love. Or loving something too much. By this way, fearing too much. Worry too much. Loving too much. All this much is again a journey of iman. And become like the block, the wall against you and the journey between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we have to believe in the sunnah of Allah in every place, in every time, in every nation, in every, any history is the same. Will never change. We have to believe in that. If we believe in that, we will not run after ideology. We will run only after one thing. How to be belong to Allah. How I can get victory is only tawfiq from Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And this is sunnah also. When, where, how is not my business. My business to be belong to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah, He give victory to whom? Who give Him victory? And in here the victory Allah mentioned is a victory within. Meaning the real belief. You believe in Allah, Allah will give you. And now, also, once you have iman, once you have knowledge, Allah wants you to give victory to this iman. How? Spread the iman. Spread the message. Spread the knowledge of Allah. Spread the understanding. This is by itself victory. Victory to you, victory to mankind. You see how it's going? Now, can this journey to be emotion? No. Can it be hasty? No. Can be action and reaction? No. No. Today, why we are defeated? Because when we allow our journey, individual or collective, to be a bunch of emotion, an action and reaction. He tell me, she tell me, look what he tell me, look what he tell me, look what she did, what he did, what she did. But this not exists in the sunnah of Allah. If you read Quran and hadith, you will find is no any way in Quran and hadith said they said or they said no. Allah tell me, you come to me, be with me, do 1, 2, 3, I will do the rest for you. Very simple. By this way, no emotion freak. Emotion freak is a defeat. No action and reaction according to emotion. And this why it need now what? Knowledge. It need consultation. Can it be with money? No. Can it be with the amount of people? No. It go back again. And this why, go back to the story of Talut. And who killed Jalut? How many people? Who's the chosen? Who's the boy? What is the wisdom behind it? What is the message? And during this journey, you have to think about the scale of benefit versus the scale of harm. And this needs a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of consultation. Meaning a situation arises, what to do? Don't act hasty. Ask somebody who knows. Ask somebody who has the knowledge and wisdom. By this way, you do not allow yourself to be emotion. By this way, you lose and you become defeated. The steps has to be with calm for benefit. Any steps can harm. Even if it's right, delay it. And this need a long vision. It need a lot of knowledge and expertise and understanding of the sunnah of Allah and His deen. If you do not have it, you cannot do it. And this is what's happening to all of us today. When the deen of Allah becomes emotion, and we do not think about the consequences of our emotion and causing harm to individual, collective, to mankind. And this is why Messenger Prophet never revenge, never deal with people according to them. No. They live and die carrying the message. Because if they do anything hasty, with bad manner, people said, look, look to the people with knowledge. Look, look what they're doing. Patient, quiet, wisdom, follow the sunnah of Allah, be with Allah. So when you go through that, now you have to have the basira, the vision, to choose the individual who have the quality, the one can carry the message. And this individual who have the quality to carry the message, don't worry how many people. Always will be individual. You see what in my hands are doing? Individual. Be with me. Be with the message of Allah. Because this is real your victory now. You're listening, this is your victory. Minus listening, minus victory. Now, during this journey, we need to think about something else, the sequence. The sequence of the sunnah of Allah. Again, we go back to a lot of knowledge. How I know? How the average people know? They do not know. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent people who have the knowledge and the wisdom and basira to guide. And it's your job to, when you see somebody like that, hold tight and listen and obey. And don't be rebellious. You fall. And this is our problem today. What happens if we do not do that? We hurry and we try to act or react without tarbiyah, without the people who have the quality and the knowledge and the manner. And before you know it, now the people who try to do any activity, they have diseases of the heart. They have that bad manner. Now Allah will not give them victory. They will follow the desire. Now they're fighting after riyasa, fighting after leadership, fighting after who, carry what, fighting over status of money or dunya, meaning the message is gone. Message is gone. Why? Because we hurry the sequence of the sunnah of Allah and the message. And we do not respect the elder who have the knowledge and expertise. And we never humble ourselves to choosing them and humble ourselves of the obedience to them. Now, what is the sequence? The sequence of gaining all this victory is very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter of Hajj, He said it. Verse 41. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Those, if we give them victory in earth, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ They establish salah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ And they do zakah. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ And command what is right. Forbid what is evil. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ And the ending belongs to Allah. This is another problem we have today. Every time we act or react, we won't think about the ending. But the ending, Allah said, belongs to me. We do not know ending. We have no control of the ending. You have to be busy step by step with Allah. What make us hasty? What will happen? I have to do. And before we know it, we have no respect of our action and we start doing what? Think about the ending. which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized, the ending belonged to him. The ending belonged to him. Can I think about the ending? Nobody know ending. Nobody know ending. But what make me respect the ending? Because I respect Allah. I trust in Allah. Finished. Can I think about the ending? No, it's not my business. Why we cannot do that? Lack of iman. Lack of iman make us think and become emotion or mentally. Now we go back. What is the sequence? Now we have to do da'wah to Allah. That's it. The first step, da'wah to Allah. The real da'wah to Allah. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. With the real meaning. Two. The journey of choosing the quality of people who carry the message by the will of Allah. And if you go to Surah Al-Baqarah 151, كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the way Allah sent a messenger among you, he used to teach you and elevate you and cleanse you, and he teach you the kitab, the book of Allah, and his sunnah was wisdom, and he teach you what you never learn. And when you go to Surah An-Nisa, verse 49, بَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah choose and gift whom he want. It's a gift. Let me tell you something. When I was young, when I used to hear this, I used to go crazy inside of me. Do you know what crazy inside of me? What? This message. Who can I be chosen? How I can be chosen? But you see, this is not a talk. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you dunya, will give you money, will give you status, and now he check you out. Are you going to go after dunya? Or you want me to accept you? But today, we have all these mixed crazy things inside. It will never work. This journey, you have to be pure first. If you're not pure, you will never continue. You will never continue. I promise you. The sunnah of Allah, you have to reach purification first to be accepted. When you're pure, when nothing bothers you except only one thing. Oh Allah, don't reject me. Accept me, Allah. You do not know today, when I talk like that, how I feel. Just for me, do I talk like that? Is this not a gift? Even if I have no quality. I can be now in a Hilton giving seminar about computer science. There's nothing wrong with computer science. There's nothing wrong with any science. But we lost the most important science mankind need. The unity between us and Almighty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, verse 38, he said, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ I did not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I did not leave in this book, Quran, anything. Anything you want in this book. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Chapter Yusuf, verse 11 or 111. Okay? Allah said, and inside the Quran is all the detail about everything you want. And in Surah An-Nahl, the bees, verse 89, وَتِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarify everything. But do we know that? No, we don't. By the way, what is the knowledge can make us comprehend our life? What is the knowledge can make us have the right constitution how to live? What is the knowledge can make us comprehend even the sunnah? What is the sunnah? Like if you look, go to YouTube about this man whose daughter was sick and he was atheist. And he said, I make the dua of atheist. I said, whoever, who are you? If you exist, help me out. And if you help me out, I come to know you. Imagine. Then atheist, he discover he need Allah. Now also, you want to do da'wah, you want to be among the chosen one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 39, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَةِ اللَّهِ, those who are working to convey the message of Allah, وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ, and they fear Allah, وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and they fear nobody except Allah, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا, and it's enough to know Allah is your Hasib. And in other hand, Al-Baqarah 159, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى, those who hide and kept quiet over the sign of me and guidance after we make them know it, those Allah cursing them. This is supposed to be for the kuffar. But what happened to us? If today I feel I'm good, I have iman and knowledge, it's not my business, nor is your business. Everybody's business. But again, every time Allah chooses certain people. If you belong to the one Allah chooses, wallahi, I swear by Allah, this is the ultimate. For Allah to be choosing you to be among the chosen one. And again, if you go to Surah Al-Imran 187, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لِتُبَيِّنَنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He take the oath of the people of the book to invite to this book and don't hide it. فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ, they put it behind them. وَاشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ, and they sold with it a small price. Apply this to us. I become a slave to a husband, a wife, a house, a job, money, and we forget the message. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, invite toward me even one ayah. An ayah in Arabic meaning a complete sentence. A complete sentence called ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالْإِثْمُ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 2. Unite for goodness and spread goodness, and don't unite over any evils, act, and aggression or oppression. Don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl, verse 125, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Invite mankind, invite people to the way of your Lord with the wisdom and the best way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saff, verse 2 and 3, He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ, Oh, you believe, why you say the things you do not do? Meaning, we should be the maximum we can carry the message in our action. By this way, this journey, it gives you the freedom. It gives you the freedom of slavery to yourself, to your temptation, to your weakness, to your shaitan, Tribulation. And this is why you find at Zariyat, chapter Zariyat, verse 27, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. In the sky is your rizq and all what Allah promised you in the sky. فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقُ وَعْبُدُوا وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. Al-Ankabut, verse 17, you want provision? Is with Allah. He is the owner of all provision. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. Al-Ankabut, again, verse 17, those you worship them, or you believe in them, instead of Allah, they have no provision for you. Only Allah is the owner of provision. وَرِزْقَ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And the provision of your Lord is the best. And what to stay? Chapter Taha 131. إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادِ. This is our provision. It will never go away. Surat Sad 54. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the whole dunya, if this life and what it contain, equal one wing of a mosquito, Allah will never allow a disbeliever or non-believer to sip one sip of a water. Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad, one of the scholars, he said, whoever man khaf Allah lam yadurruhu ahad. Whoever fear Allah, don't worry about nobody. وَمَنْ خَافَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَنْفَعْهُ أَحَدٍ. And whoever fear anybody except Allah, nobody will benefit him. Did you hear this? Focus with me. Don't do what you're doing. Really, shame on you. Big shame. Just wait for a few minutes. Whoever fear Allah, no one will hurt him. And whoever fear other than Allah, nobody can benefit him. Today, what we do? That's what we do. Our fear from people, our fear from status, our fear from money. And he said also, وَمَا اسْتَعَانَ عَبْدٌ عَلَى دِينِهِ بِمِثْلِ الْخَشْيَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You cannot gain victory in your life more than fear of Allah. This is the ultimate pillar of victory. وَالصَّلَاةِ فِي وَقْتِهَا. And to make salah on time. And now, another victory and journey of victory. I'm just giving you step by step all this journey of victory. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. By this way now, what we need also? We need iman, we need yaqeen, we need knowledge, we need follow up, we need the right companion, we need the right person who acting like a doctor and consultation for us with obedience, not lunatic obedience. I obey in a time I like and I slide it. No, this is not obedience. We need salah on time. We need to cleanse our heart. We need to remember Allah the maximum we can. And you can go to Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 141, Surah Taha, 135. Imagine this verse in Surah Taha, Ya Allah. وَمَنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافِ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. And among the night and day, do zikr and do tasbih, maybe you will be content. Maybe you will be content. If you remember Allah day and night, when you do tasbih in the right way, maybe you'll be content. And Al Imran, verse 195, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. If you look in the Quran, zikrullah, power, dua, power, unity, The mu'min is his mind and his heart, if you cut him into pieces, full of two things. Zikrullah, dua. Zikrullah, dua. Zikrullah and dua is the fruit of what? The fruit of iman and yaqeen. You have iman and yaqeen, you have zikrullah and dua. You do not have iman and yaqeen, you have lunatic and helicopter like the old days. And fear and worry and weakness and illusion. Now, by this way, to summarize this topic, we need a comprehending knowledge about our deen. We need comprehending knowledge about the condition. We need comprehending knowledge about ourselves. We need comprehending knowledge about the sunnah of Allah. We need comprehending knowledge how to cleanse ourselves. We need comprehending knowledge of who we are and where we're going. And with all this, this gives us the victory and strength and power. Because now you are going in the road to Allah. Now, one of the another deceiving and defeat, when shaitan make you feel, oh, you know something? I cannot do it. It's too far. The hypocrite, the liar, the deceiver, the defeated person, the non-believer or disbeliever, he believes victory of Allah is so far. And the believer believe in Allah, believe in the promise of Allah, even against all the odds. If the condition make you defeated, don't blame condition. You already defeated because you have no iman. Always condition will be odd. Look at the journey of Rasulullah SAW in Mecca and Medina. 13 years in Mecca, very hardship. None of us go to 1% of what the companion went through. And even after that, in the first 7-8 years in Medina, very hardship. What you have nothing compared to them. We'll talk about it in detail next time, inshallah, if we're still alive. By this way, all what we're talking about it is according to the status of your iman. If your iman is strong, you believe in Allah, you believe in the sunnah of Allah, you get rise up, you get the strength, Allah change condition, unity. What happens if the condition do not change? Meaning not yet. The purification of you is not complete. Don't ever think about other. Or maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you this way at this time. Now, for wisdom, Allah, no. Like Yahya alayhi salam. Like Zakariya alayhi salam. Like even Yunus alayhi salam. Allah make his people become a Muslim without him. And he be punished in the belly of the whale. Because he hurried. He changed his mind. He used his mind. No, this village will not listen. I go to this village. This journey, I tell people before, you cannot use your head. You cannot. Because you will never comprehend the wisdom of Allah. Only you comprehend the wisdom of Allah if you follow the sunnah of Allah and you're watching everything with belief in the sunnah of Allah. If you look to the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our last prophet, if you look at his journey, how he can make it, cannot be. The odd was unbelievable. It doesn't make sense. He can do all this, but it came in the end, boom, 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 boom. Not in the beginning. In the beginning was tough. The companion used to scream, oh, you're prophet of Allah, you promised us opening. Where is the opening? By this way, this journey If you look at it, I will summarize it again, but from different perspective. Journey of guidance, followed by hardship, trial after trial, little bit of opening, victory. If you say, hold tight, more trial, after more trial, you need more sacrifice of what you have. Now you sacrifice, you emigrate, you give everything. Now you be elevated. Now Allah will open for you. Is any another way? No. And this is the sunnah of Allah, will never change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Quran, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيَهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ Hud 117. Allah, your Lord, will never destroy any villages, oppressor, and their family or their people is muslihun, meaning the people are doing da'wah. No way. When people stop doing da'wah, this is the end. That's why the end of your strength when you stop doing da'wah. You said, oh, but you tell me be quiet to develop the quality. But da'wah is alive inside your heart, waiting for opening from Allah. Doesn't mean you change. Doesn't mean you quit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ Chapter An-Nahl, B's 118. I did not oppressing them. They oppressed themselves. And now, I will give you a quick summary of the history of Islam. When Muslim was a Muslim, Allah gives him complete victory. When Muslim was so-so, Allah gives them so-so victory. And when Muslim is not a Muslim, Allah gives them complete defeat. Very simple. Apply it individual, collective, man and woman. Now, what is the steps or the element of defeat? I'm going to go quick. Very simple. To get away from the message. To get away from comprehending the message. To be quiet and surrender to some worship and some ritual and think I did it. Like some salah, some fasting, and that's it. To be busy with all the fiqh, mas'ala, and different opinion, and keep fighting and argue and bickering. Defeat. The love of dunya, defeat. The diseases of the heart, the one that eat us like an insect inside. Defeat. To forget the grave and the journey of the soul after grave, defeat. To be divided over small, very branches, very tiny, is not really whatever, defeat. To return to our own ignorance and tribalism and follow our parents and our culture and habit, instead of following Allah wa Rasuluh and the right advice, defeat. To have a lack of the right leader with the right understanding and sincerity, defeat. Lack of sincerity and truthfulness in those who make da'wah to Allah, defeat. The death inside the soul of call themselves Muslim, of spending and sacrificing their money and whatever they have for Sabilillah, defeat. Defeat to them, defeating to other. And most of all, we turn back over the journey of Iman and believe in Allah and tawakkul ala Allah. And we do not take the reason to elevate ourselves. defeat. Denying the status of the Ummah and the condition, defeat. Denying the condition of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar, defeat. Denying the message of journey of knowledge and seeking knowledge from every perspective in life and really understanding real knowledge from every perspective, defeat. And the breaking of the unity of the family and the pillar of the individual member of the family, defeat. And of all this, now we end up to the defeated state, al-marhal al-ghuthaiya, the bubble state. And the history repeats itself. And all we need to learn from the history and see what happened. If we are a Muslim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the true path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among people who are victorious within. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch the defeat within ourselves and give us the iman and yaqeen and elevation. And may Allah choose us to be among those to elevate the deen of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the dignity of this life and akhirah insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah accept us and put barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us and elevate us with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make us the spreader of the mercy and message of Allah to mankind. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.